two astronauts who traveled to the International Space Station on the Boeing Starliner more than 6 months ago just learned this month that their return trip back to Earth was delayed again. NASA announced that the crew now isn't going to be back until at least March of 2025. Good grief. We've got our science guru here, David Mestre. And David, what was your reaction when you first heard that these poor astronauts are now being delayed again to come home?
Well, you know, it just kind of it highlights the complications of just doing space travel. I mean, we're looking at very complicated systems. We're looking at all of these different kinds of adjustments that we have to make. People don't realize that with the International Space Station, you only have a certain amount of parking spots. And so all of those parking spots have already been reserved prior to any of these missions. And so when we're doing these resupply missions and crew changes and all of that, that has been planned for a very long time. And then throwing in two extra astronauts in there just kind of made things a little bit of a complication, you know, because now we've got them up there, but they weren't part of the schedule to bring them back. They were supposed to come back with the Starliner. And so that's what's been kind of happening here. And so the big reason that this is all kind of being pushed to about March or so is because they want to do what's called handover. So right now, those two astronauts, Sonny and Butch, have been kind of folded into already existing missions. And so when they were stuck up there back in June, we're just going to add you to the Expedition 72 mission with the other astronauts that are up there already. Then when the Crew 9 spacecraft came up, this is a SpaceX spaceship, they were originally going to come up with four astronauts, and they bumped two of them because they needed those two extra seats to bring back Butch and Sonny that were already up there. So now they became part of Crew 9. But now they have to wait for Crew 10 to come up so that the Crew 9 can come back. And that's what's the delay, that they're waiting to kind of put the spacecraft together. They're doing a lot of more adjustments. And they also needed two extra spacesuits because the spacesuits that Butch and Sonny used were for the Starliner. They were not for a SpaceX flight. So they had to bring
extra spacesuits.
So they
wouldn't survive if they didn't have the right spacesuits for the SpaceX?
Yeah, it's just that they're not really designed to plug into all of the different life support systems and subsystems that are on board SpaceX. So that's one of the things that happens with these kinds of commercial crew flights is that these partners that NASA works with, these are private companies. And so they actually design the rockets. They design the spaceship. They design the spacesuits. They design the launch, all of this stuff. Mm. And so what happens is that you can't like plug one astronaut's spacesuit into another company's spaceship because they're all different hardware.
And right, so it's like having one type of a phone and then using a different company's phone plug-in. Like, it's not going to work. There are different models, different things.
Exactly,
that makes sense.
It's like, oh, I'd like to recharge my phone. It says, oh, I'm sorry, you can't use this cable because that cable is for that phone.
For this
and
model.
Now you've got a
totally.
Exactly.
Here's my question, yeah. David, because I was having this conversation with my bosses when they heard about the delay and they felt horrible. And look, I feel horrible too, but I am curious. I mean, when you think about the amount of time people put into becoming an astronaut and like when you're describing, you know, oh, you're already up there. Here's another mission for you. Is this annoying for them? Granted, I know you're not one of these two astronauts, but in your professional opinion and what you have studied with people who become astronauts, I mean, is this exciting for them to have more time up in space, or are they kind of feeling like, oh my God, enough is enough. I want to come home.
Yeah, so it depends on the length of the mission. So for example, some astronauts, they are part of what are called expedition missions. Mm-hmm. So they know right off the bat they're going to be up there for 6 months. Sometimes it could be a little bit more than 6 months, depending on, you know, hardware issues and those kinds of things. So
right.
they've already signed up for it. Some astronauts have already signed up for year-long missions. So those are like really extended missions. Now, for Butch and Sonny, what was really interesting was that they were about ready to retire. This was going to be like
so
the last
hurrah. So this might be really annoying for them. Like, that might be really annoying.
Well, And they thought that this was going to happen, but when they realized that they had another shot at being an astronaut, that they actually could be part of not just the Starliner crew, but they could be part of an expedition crew, they could be part of a SpaceX crew. This is pretty unique for them, and so they actually are having a pretty good time up there. Now, granted, I mean they didn't carry extra clothing, so they were only supposed to be up there for barely a week. So they've been borrowing clothes from other astronauts during some of these times when they were up there. And so when the resupply missions came, they, brought some extra clothes for them. So, those kinds of things. So it's just that astronauts have to learn how to adapt to all sorts of different.
But they train for that. I guess that was the thing, David. When I heard to me, I didn't know if we should compare this. Like when you're deployed, and of course we're talking about two totally different things. Mm-hmm. But I think people when they hear you're stuck, you've been delayed, immediately they think about almost like the worst. Like as if you are serving a tour overseas in the military and you are delayed coming home. But to me, this sounds like more of, I hate to say it, but almost like when Tom Brady wouldn't retire. It's probably more annoying to their families back home who are like, well, you come home already. But to me, I would think that they're excited that they're part of these new missions. They have more work to do up there. I mean, they put their whole lives into training to go up into space. Yeah. I don't know. So that was more, I wasn't sure what the mentality would be.
Yeah. And I think it's almost like, you're about the end of your baseball career. And then all of a sudden, hey, we think we kind of need you a little bit longer than your retirement, because we've got one more World Series to go to.
That's what I kind of thought I thought Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they asked Tom Brady to come, hey, why don't you come? And then he gets a Super Bowl win. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is how these guys feel. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think, but I think the other thing is that, for many of these astronauts, this has been their lives, and it's pretty all consuming. Families are involved in this too, because families have to understand that sacrifices are being made because these astronauts are doing things that are, one, incredibly dangerous. And I think that some families probably should take comfort knowing that, NASA, out of abundance of caution, decided, we're not going to bring these astronauts back in Starliner, because Starliner has improved that they have a reliable vehicle to get astronauts to and from the International Space Station. So we're not even going to hire them until they can demonstrate to us that this space vehicle is safe enough and doesn't have all these glitches and helium leaks and other issues.
It's had a lot of trouble. Good grief.
Huge lot of trouble. Yeah, in fact, there's even talk that Boeing is even thinking of is anybody interested out there in buying a space division? buy our space business.
Wow.
Literally just buy it. Because the amount of cost overrun, they're billions and billions of dollars over budget. And that's all coming out of Boeing. That's not coming out of NASA, because NASA gave them an initial amount of money that was actually more than they gave SpaceX. They gave, almost $6 billion to design, build, test, and demonstrate. And if they could have just gotten Cine and Butch back, they would have had the opportunity to have actual contracts where they would have gotten paid to send astronauts to the International Space Station, and then they might have been able to recoup some of that money. But now it's on their dime now. They have to send another Starliner with two more astronauts that they're paying for. Boeing has to pay for this to get them to the International Space Station, demonstrate that there's no leaks, no technical problems, none of that, bring them back safely. And then NASA will review that and say, okay, we'll now finally start to hire you.
I would not want to be those test dummies on that. I'm going to tell you right now that backup Starliner that they're like, all right, let's just show you. I would not want to be one of those two astronauts. Good grief. I mean, I never want to be an astronaut. I give them so much credit. I can barely get into an airplane. But I certainly would never sign up to be one of those two astronauts to go on the backup Starliner just to prove the point that they have a safe enough one. I don't know. Here's my question for you, David Mestre. Do you believe they will actually come home March of 2025, or do you feel like we're going to see another delay? Like, in your professional opinion, do you feel confident it'll be in or around that time of March of 2025, or do you think it'll get delayed again?
I think so. The reason why they kind of delayed it was they wanted to have this little handover period. And that's basically when you've got Crew 9. They're about to come back, but they're going to stay up there just a little bit longer. They're going to wait for Crew 10 to come up in March. And then they're going to talk to each other just to kind of know, make sure that you do this experiment. I know I had some trouble with this stuff. And this is just sort of like if I were like, I'm going to come into the studio, and then, there's got to be a little bit of time when I'm with you. And then you can say to me, Dave, whatever you do, don't push that red button.
Right. Right. If I'm like, hey, David Mestre, you're going to fill in for me. Here's what you do. Here's what you not do. And I'm going to go over it really quickly. Yeah. Okay, bye. You're taking over the rest of the show. I got you, David Mestre.
That's what they were waiting for. So that's part of the delay. And they just want to make sure that everything is all technically ready for them to be able to launch. And so there was just a little slip in the launch. But Crew 10 will go up, and then Crew 9 will come back, and Crew 9 will include Butch and Sunny, and that will hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully that will end their space days, and they could retire with a bang.
Yeah, well, good Lord. Here's to hoping for March. That would be great. David Mestre, always appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing this, and Happy New Year. We'll talk in 2025.
Take care.
Looking forward to it.